This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala mubu'itha rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. That's across Mecca al Mukarramah. And tonight is it's the night of the 27th of Ramadan in Mecca. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that the night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Now, the ulama of Islam, they talk about when is Laylatul Qadr. And what a number of scholars they say is that Laylatul Qadr is most likely to be on the 27th night of Ramadan. It can also, of course, be on any of the other odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan, and it can also be in any of the even nights, but it's most likely to be on the 27th, and then it's most likely to be on one of the odd nights of the last 10, and then after that it's likely to be one of the any of the nights of the last 10. So this is what the ulama of Islam have said. Now Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us, as you all know, that Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. This means that the ibadah that you do, inshallah, one interpretation of this is that the ibadah, the acts of worship that you do in these nights of Ramadan, and if it happens to fall on Laylatul Qadr, it's like doing an act of ibadah for over 1,000 months. And if you calculate that, that's more than 80 years, 83 or something, 84 years of worship. That's like more than an entire lifetime of most people's act. More than an entire lifetime. And imagine, why is this so important, brothers and sisters? The reason that this is so important is because we get one life. Nuh alayhi salam, he was giving da'wah for 1,000 years minus 50, so about 950 years. So the people of old, they used to have long lives, some of the other ummas, but this ummah, no, we don't have, you know, we might have 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, maybe 120 years on this planet, on this earth. And then we go back to our creator. Now, when it comes to our deen, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us only this short time, but then the people of the past, like the time of Nuh alayhi salam, they had, you know, he had 950 odd years of worship, so surely this would be much greater. However, Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us certain barakas, and one of those barakas is the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. And on this night, on just one night between Maghrib and Fajr, that the ibadah that you do is worth more than 80 years of ibadah. Just think about that for a second. Imagine that you went to work, right? Imagine you went to work and your boss said to you that next week, that for every minute that you work, you will get 1 year's salary. For every minute that you work, you will get 1 year's salary, right? Don't you think you would rush to go to work on time, to make use of every single minute of that day and make sure that you're working so that you get every single minute's worth of each minute? For each minute, you get 1 year's worth of reward, right? Don't you think you would be rushing to do that? And now Allah Jalla wa Ala has told us, and you know, that Laylatul Qadri is better than 1,000 months. So that means, what are the different things that we can do? What should we be doing? Well, the ulama have given lots of different pieces of advice. Some of them have said, okay, you know, what you can do is you can do lots of little acts of worship. Of course, you'll do your taraweeh, your tahajjud prayers, you'll recite some Quran, you can give some charity on that night. It's like The charity that you give, it's like giving it every single day for 1,000 months. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You can give charity. You can do different types of charity. Maybe give for an orphan fund. Give for the funds for, you know, people who are suffering, like in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Muslims of Gaza to defeat the enemies, Israel, and the occupiers. May Allah jalla wa ala help the Muslims on this blessed night, and don't forget them in dua. Likewise, you can, you know, help an orphan. Maybe you can help to build a masjid, even if it's like $5, £5, 5 riyals, whatever you can give, you know, try and help to build a masjid, or to, you know, what else can you do? You can maybe help, look for different charities and split out your charities on different things so that you can maximize the amount of reward that you can get, inshallah. And as I said, the ulama, many ulama have said the 27th night is the most likely night for Laylatul Qadr. But we should still seek it out for every single night of the last 10. And the stronger opinion among the ulama is that Laylatul Qadr changes. So one year it might be the 27th, one year it might be the 25th, one year it might be the 29th, one year it might even be the 22nd or the 24th. Right? We don't know. And that's the beauty of it, that we try and seek out this night. So for all these remaining nights, you might have missed the last few nights, but for the remaining nights, if you have missed them, or even if you haven't, just make sure that you're giving charity, you're smiling at someone, you're reciting Quran, you're helping to feed someone, you're doing different types of ibadah, you're doing your, you know, try to recite Quran with the meaning, and, you know, do lots of dua. It's like doing dua in your, on your, you know, on Laylatul Qadr. Even your dua is like doing it every day for over 1,000 months, over 83 years. Subhanallah. So this is something that we really shouldn't miss out on. It's like, imagine, I remember one sheikh, he gave a really beautiful example. He said, imagine there was an ATM, right? You know the bank, the ATM where you take out money from the bank? Imagine that they said that during these few hours, every time you put your card in, you can take out $100 for free. And it's not coming, it's not going to be deducted from your balance, it's for free. And you put it in, you take it out. You put it in, you take it out. You're going to be there the entire night for those hours trying to get out this money, right? Yes or no? Of course, you're going to be trying to get out the money. Like you're just going to stay there that entire period. So, brothers and sisters, also take use of this opportunity. You know, recite Quran, give charity, do a good deed, do as many good deeds as possible, give da'wah to people. Even I've come online after how long? Live. Alright, so it's too good an opportunity. Give da'wah to people, encourage other people. You know, maybe phone someone who's sick. Whatever you can do, do. Okay? Whatever you can do, do. Give charity, etc., etc., etc. So let me know in the chat also about what kind of good deeds that you guys can encourage others to do, inshallah. You know, teach someone some Quran if they don't know Quran. Even if you teach your children one ayah of the Quran, imagine this, you teach them one ayah. Let's say Ayatul Kursi or Surah Al-Fatiha or something like this. You're teaching them just one ayah or a few ayahs of the Quran or one small surah. Then it's like you're teaching them for 84 plus years every single day, right? Like you can think out of the box. Excuse me. Think out of the box, think of the different ways that you can worship Allah on this night. Don't waste this opportunity, okay? And also, we don't know, subhanAllah, one of our colleagues at work, Allah yarhamha, she was working with us and she was very jolly, Allahumma barik, and she was helping us with some of the scripts that we were writing, the Islamic content and da'wah stuff, and she was heading one of the content groups. And subhanAllah, like just a few weeks before Ramadan, she, subhanAllah, her and her three children and her husband all passed away just a few weeks before Ramadan in a car accident. And the entire family was wiped out, subhanAllah. And, you know, we can, myself, the entire staff, we were very upset, very shocked. It's something that the entire family is wiped out. The night before, the day before, a couple of days before, she was saying salam, she was jolly in the group, you know, and she was working, etc. And alhamdulillah, amazing woman, But subhanAllah, her entire family passed away just like this, just a few days before Ramadan. So it really makes you think that this woman was writing scripts. She was helping me with my scripts, actually. And there's a whole team that do this work. And she was heading that team. And she was writing some of the scripts of some of the videos that you might have seen that we recorded and we put out on the various social media platforms, on YouTube and all that. She was writing those scripts. And some of those scripts are about Ramadan. And yet Allah Jalla wa Ala had decreed that she's not going to be here in Ramadan herself. But she's still getting the ajr, inshallah, the reward. You know, so it just goes to show that you could get so close to Ramadan. We don't know if we are going to make next Ramadan. We just don't know. How many people do you know from last year that were unable to make it this year? Right? How many people do you know that were around last Ramadan and they are not here this Ramadan? I can say at least this woman Aya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, without any punishment, and her entire family, and give sabr to her father and her brother. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give them the highest levels of Jannah. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. But this woman, subhanAllah, like, she was this close to coming to Ramadan. Right? It's a lesson. But Allah decreed that inshallah she'll still get that reward. Inshallah, inshallah, Ya Rabb. Because she was doing so much work for Ramadan. Right? For da'wah for Ramadan. So, we don't know, brothers and sisters. My cousin passed away in December. So many people we lost in this 1 year since last Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all the highest levels of Jannah without any reckoning, without any punishment. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So you don't know if you're going to be around next Ramadan. Even maybe one of us, we don't know. We don't know. Are we going to be around next Ramadan? So let us use this time. Let us use this time to make sure that we are trying to get as close as possible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to recite the Quran, the entire Quran in Ramadan with Jibreel every single year. And yet, in the final Ramadan of his life, he recited it twice. He recited it twice to Jibreel and he reviewed it with Jibreel alayhi salam. And this goes to show, and the Prophet ﷺ was the most generous in Ramadan. He was already the most generous person ever. But in Ramadan, he was ajwad ma yakun. Yani he was ajwad ma kan. Like, he was the most generous during the month of Ramadan. So let us try and be extra generous. And generosity is not just with money. Generosity is also with the heart. It's also with, you know, the ability to give, to forgive others. SubhanAllah, one of the amazing acts of worship that you can do right now is to forgive every Muslim. Forgive everyone that has ever harmed you, right? You all know the hadith of the person where Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum ajma'in, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet in the masjid, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chilling with his companions alayhim radiallahu anhum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to them, he said, the man who's going to come in the masjid next, he is from the people of paradise. And then this particular man, he walks in. The second day, the same thing happened. The man who comes next, he is from among the people of paradise. The third day, the same thing happened. The same man comes in on the first day, second day, third day. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum, he went to this man's house and he made some excuse, you know, oh, I had a fight with my family and whatever. Can I stay with you? And so he allowed him to stay with him, and he stayed with him for 3 nights. Why did he do this? He wanted to see, what is this man doing that's different to everyone else? What is this man doing that is different to everybody else? So he was observing this man very carefully. And then after 3 days and 3 nights, he left, he said, look, so and so, actually, I didn't really have a fight with my family. The truth is that I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that you're from among the people of paradise. And I wanted to see, what do you do that's different? So he said, I saw your prayers, it's the same. Your charities, the same. Your night prayer, you know, your fasting, all that. You don't do anything special. What is it that you do? So this man says, I don't know. I don't know what I did. So he starts walking away. Abdullah starts walking away. Then the man calls him back. He said, there is one thing that I do. He said, what's that? He said, I don't hold grudges. Before I go to sleep, I make sure I forgive everyone. There's no grudges. Roughly paraphrasing what he said, I don't have any grudges. I don't hold anything in my heart. Subhanallah. Abdullah, he said, that is the thing that is different. That is the difference between you and us. Subhanallah, ya brothers and sisters, we might be weak in night prayer. We might be stingy and we don't give enough charity as much as we'd like to. We might not be able to fast every other day or Mondays and Thursdays and voluntary fast. And you know, we might not have the ability, or we might not be strong enough to do all these good deeds that we could do. But can't we forgive everyone? That's just something from the heart and from the tongue, that we just raise our hands and we say, oh Allah, forgive everyone that's ever harmed us. Have you not been somebody that has harmed someone without knowing sometimes? Maybe you've backbitten someone, maybe you've spoken about someone in a way that is not befitting, or you have, you know, harmed someone, hurt someone's feelings, whatever it may be. And even more than that, have we not sinned against Rabbul Alameen? Of course, we sin against Allah Jalla wa Ala day and night, and we want forgiveness, right? We want forgiveness. There was a man who slandered Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's daughter Aisha radiallahu anhu, and he was of the hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. But some of the Sahaba carried this slander, and when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu found out, one of them, his name was Mistah, he was from the Muhajireen actually, and he also carried this slander. He didn't actually make it up, but he carried this slander. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to give charity to this person, right? Allah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to give charity because he was related to him, and he was poor. After this, he promised that I will never give charity again to this person for as long as I live, because of what he did to his daughter. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from above the seven heavens, he corrected Abu Bakr. And he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, no, the people of fadl, the people of virtue, the people of goodness among you should never vow to not give charity to these people, these muhajireen and these poor people. Allah then goes on to say, do you not love that Allah forgives you? Forgive them. Forgive them and pardon them. Do you not want Allah to forgive you? Subhanallah. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, yes indeed, I want Allah to forgive me. So what does he do? He forgives this person, and then he says, wallahi, I will never stop giving charity to this person for as long as I live. Allahu Akbar. And this is a person who slandered his daughter radiallahu anhu majma'in. So if you want Jannah, this is a very simple way. Before you go to sleep, in fact every day, every night, just cleanse your heart. Remove any grudges from anyone and say, oh Allah, forgive everyone that has harmed me, every Muslim that has harmed me, every person that's harmed me, and forgive them and guide them. And that's it. Of course, sometimes you might feel the pain. Some people, they say, you know what, I'll be able to forgive everyone, but I can't forgive that person. What he did, what she did was so great that I can't forgive them. Guess what? That's the person that you're supposed to forgive. That's the person, if you forgive, that you'll get the high levels of Jannah. So why not take tonight and every single night, not just these nights of Ramadan, but every single night, to forgive every single person that has ever harmed you. And believe me, your heart will become so pure and happy. Your heart will become pure and happy when you're able to do this. Because it's heavy. When you're holding grudges, it's really heavy. So this is another great deed that you can do. And maybe you get a massive reward if you happen to do it on Laylatul Qadr. Another good deed that a person can do, and this is so important, is Tawbah. Is to make istighfar and, you know, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. This is a deed. This is a very important act of worship that we should be doing for all the deeds, the bad deeds that we do. So let us also make Tawbah for our deeds. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, let's not waste these final moments of Ramadan. Ramadan, this lahza, this exact moment, it's never going to come back, ever. It's never, ever, ever going to come back. And whether we make the next Ramadan or not, we don't know. So let's utilize these last few nights. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ikhlas, to give us sincerity, to accept our acts of worship, to give us the tawfiq, to do lots of acts of worship, to give us the ability to forgive others, to give the, to make us of those who are charitable, to make us of those who pray the night prayer and all of our prayers on time, the fard prayers and the sunnahs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are righteous to our parents and kind, and that we're able to give lots of charity, that we build lots of masajid, and that we build hospitals and contribute and look after the orphans, and we're able to fast as much as voluntary as possible. We're able to do hajj every year, we're able to do umrah every year, and we do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessings, blessings to be able to do that. Because my brothers and sisters, even when you do an act of worship, wallahi, we're not worthy of doing acts of worship. Like, we're not even worthy of that. But it's Allah jalla wa ala, out of His blessing, out of His mercy, that's given us the ability to do these acts of worship. There are people that might not be able to do these acts of worship, but Allah's given us this ability. So let's not even have this ujub or this, you know, astonishment of our own good deeds, right? Let us be humble. Let us know that this is only from Allah that we're able to do acts of worship. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of all of our sins, and to forgive us, remove us from the hellfire, to free us from the hellfire. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give every single Muslim the ability to come here to Mecca and perform Hajj, to perform Umrah many times in their life, and to fast here as well, do Ramadan here, Taraweeh here. And also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not take our souls without forgiving us, and oh Allah, forgive us, make us companions with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, you didn't make us companions with him in this world, so make us his companions in the Akhirah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Siraj Khan, he says assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Iman says Ameen. Iman also says may Allah grant her and her family the highest ranks in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabb. Umar, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Qazi M. Ibrahim says please call. I'm not sure who I'm meant to call, Qazi. Ahmed Zubair says assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And to all of you, my brothers and sisters, very much love from your brother Abu Abdislam, speaking to you from the blessed city of Mecca. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.